We are almost finished with Maseches Moed Katan. So the Gemara in Chaf Ches Amud Aleph has a few interesting discussions here in regards to Misa. First, we have the well-known concept of that Misa of Tzadikim is Mechaper, that when a Tzadik or a Tzadikes pass away, it's Mechaper. And then it goes on to discuss different stories and accounts, different ages for death, and what that age of death indicates. Not a lot of meat and potatoes in some of these tosos, not a lot of lumdus, but we'll do a few of them here. So the first tosos, the Ramasal Mapar Aduma Mechaperes. So the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Ami, Lama Nismacha Mitas Miriam Parshish Para. Why does the death of Miriam, why is that juxtaposed to Para Aduma? So Lama Lachama Para Aduma Mechaperes Af Mitas Mechazig Mechaperes. Just like the Para Aduma is used to provide atonement, so too the Misa of someone like Miriam provides atonement. So Tosa says, Perish Almasa Egel. So the Para Aduma is designed to atone for the episode of the Chayta Egel, which is actually this coming week's Parsha. And Tosos provides actually a very seemingly accurate mashal for this, that if you have a son of a shifcha, and the son goes ahead and dirties the king's palace, so the king says, bring your mother here, and your mother will clean up your filth, your mess. So obviously the nimshal here being that Miriam, the aim of Klal Yisrael, and she would be mechaper for our avonos, just like the paraduma was mechaper for the chet egel. And then we have a tosos a little bit further down, commenting on the pasuk of hein karvu elai, that the Gemara is trying to figure out that based on how many days a person died from the time that they got sick, that indicates a different type of death. And then they bring in this pasuk of Hein Karvu Yamecha Lamos, that Hashem tells Moshe, your days are drawing near. But what's indicated, what seems mashma from using that pasuk, is that, well, Moshe was sick for X number of days before he passed away, but we never see in the Torah that he was sick, and that's what Tosos points out here. The Ramasal, Hein Karvu. So Tosos says, Lav Dafka, the Lo Ashkachana de Moshe Hayachola. It's not precise, it's not Dafka that any time a person dies within X number of days of being sick, that it means something, as Moshe was not even sick to begin with. V'yomoso kasav harbe. In fact, there's interesting sources here, so I wanted to read this Tosos, that on the day he died, he wrote a lot. If you look over there in the Sota, I believe it says he wrote numerous Sifrei Torah, 13 Sifrei Torah. U'pasakam psios v'vas achas. I'm not sure what it means, psios, so that he went up, maybe going up to Har Sinai, but that he was able to take large strides. He was obviously in good physical condition. Rashi says he wrote a lot. If you look in Dvarim, the end of Dvarim, Rashi talks about this as well. So look in the Perish Chumash, so you see some unique things about Moshe's last days and his last day, and he certainly was not sick at all. Then there is an interesting line that caught my attention towards the end of the Gemara. Actually, more in the middle, it says, Amarava, Chaye B'nei Mazone, when it comes to one's life, in terms of, I guess, the length of one's life, children, and his sustenance, lo bischusa talya melsa al b'mazal talya melsa, that it has nothing to do with your merit, with your schusim, but it has to do with your mazal, which is obviously a very interesting thing to say. We like to believe that schus has a lot to do with these things. Many psukim in the Torah refer to schus for arichas yamim, for certain mitzvos. So a lot of rishonim deal with that as a larger discussion. But the Tosos over here actually points to this sort of difficulty as well. Tosos de Ramasal Elba Mazal Talia Milsa. So Tosos says, Vikshu Tosos had their Amun Vesof Shabbos, Ein Mazal Yisrael. So Tosos brings it from a different angle. Not that Schos is meaningless and Mazal is everything, but Tosos points out from a Gemara in Shabbos that says, Klal Yisrael doesn't have Mazal at all. What exactly that means, okay? So Vish Lomar, the Lafam Mishtana, Ade Schos Mazal. Ah, so Tosos even points out from the Rashash that that mazal can be changed through one's merits. That doing mitzvos and having schusim can in fact change the mazalos, whatever it's going on up there in the heavens. Ki hanhu dehasam ufa'amim she'en mishtana. There are times where the mazal can be changed through schusim. There are times where it doesn't really change through schusim. Because the tainis gabe rebbe alaz rebbe das. Like if you look over there, the stories of Rav Elazar ben Hadas, where all the schusim in the world and all his tefilos were not able to change anything. Avrei inna de mizone. So Hashem says to Rabbi Vadas, maybe you want me to destroy the world and start it again, and then you'll come back at a time where there's mazel for mizonos, for sustenance. So we see, okay, that sometimes mazalos can't be changed.